Nehemiah chapter 8. Some people were coming back from captivity. I'm just going to start with this. This is not on your sheet, but the Lord was speaking this to me as we were in worship this morning. Nehemiah chapter 8, it says, "And all the people gathered as one man at the square, which is in front of the water gate. And they asked Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had given to Israel. Then Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men, women, and all who could listen with understanding." That's you all. Everybody who can listen with understanding. "On the first day of the seventh month, he read from it before the square, which is in front of the water gate, from early morning until midday." You think church is long? I want you to understand what early morning means when the Bible talks about early morning. Buckle up. "In the presence of men and women, those who could understand, and all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Ezra the scribe stood at a wooden podium, which they had made for the purpose. Beside him, a whole bunch of names. Ezra opened the book in the sight of the people, for he was standing above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up." I want you to see the action verbs that are going on here. "Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, Yahweh the Elohim. And all the people answered, Amen, Amen." Totally appropriate to shout amen here. Okay? I wouldn't mind if I get a little worked up and y'all have to bring a sweat rag out. Try to keep it to myself. "They shouted, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. Then they bowed low and worshiped Yahweh with their faces to the ground. They read from the book, from the law of God, translating to give the sense so that they understood the reading." With that in mind, I want you just to be free to worship as we go into the scripture this morning, as you see fit. And I want you just to kind of soak in the scripture this morning. All of these, as I did this last year, with the exception of about three or four verses, are different from last year's. I purposely went out of my way through thousands of scriptures this week and tried to put them together in a way that the Lord will bless us this morning. The Word of God. "Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily. For the Word of God is upright, and all his works are done in truth. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you. Your word have I treasured in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I delight to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bare and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will his word be which goes forth from his mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what he desires and without succeeding in the matter for which he sent it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. By the breath of his mouth, all their host. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Subdue it and rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over every living thing that moves on the earth. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brethren. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. For he formed my inward parts. He wove me in my mother's womb. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. The God who made the world and all things in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation, that they would seek God if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far from each of us. God makes a home for the lonely. He leads out the prisoners into prosperity. Only the rebellious dwell in a parched land. Who is a God like you, who pardons iniquity and passes over the rebellious acts of the remnant of his possession? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in unchanging love. God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. God is my strong fortress, and he sets the blameless in his way. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds feet, and makes me walk on my high places. God is our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in trouble. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. For God is the king over all the earth. Sing praises with a skillful song. He makes my feet like hinds feet and sets me on high places. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. He's a father of the fatherless and a judge for the widows. Is God in his holy habitation. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows those who take refuge in him. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your help makes me great. Behold, I am Yahweh, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag. It is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, it is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believe all things, hopes all things, endures all things, love never fails. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered, but in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. For as many as are the promises of God, in him they are yes. Therefore, also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us. Now behold, today I am going the way of all the earth. And you know in all your hearts and all your souls that not one word of all the good words which the Lord your God spoke concerning you has failed. All have been fulfilled for you. Not one of them has failed. In the same way, God, desiring even more to show to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of his purpose, interposed with an oath, so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have taken refuge would have strong encouragement to take hold of the hope set before us. God is not a man that he should lie, nor son of man that he should repent. He has said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Faithful is he who calls you, and he also will bring it to pass. I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day, declaring the end from the beginning. From the ancient times, things which have not been done, saying, my purpose will be established, and I will accomplish all my good pleasure. In the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago. And being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able also to perform, you, O Lord, will keep them. You will preserve him from this generation forever. Blessed be the Lord who has given rest to his people Israel. According to all that he has promised, not one word has failed of all his good promise which he promised through Moses his servant. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. Will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. The Lord protects the strangers. He supports the fatherless and the widow, but he thwarts the way of the wicked. It shall come about if you listen obediently to the commandments which I am commanding you today, to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and all your soul, that he will give the rain for your land in its season, the early and the late rain, that you may gather in your grain and the new wine and your oil. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call us brethren. For we have become partakers of Christ. If we hold fast the beginning of our assurance, firm until the end, he gives strength to the weary. And to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord performs righteous deeds and judgments for all who are oppressed. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green. It will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. All your sons will be taught of the Lord, and the well-being of your sons will be great, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints of light. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness. He transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. For of his fullness we have all received in grace upon grace. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. Not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. Listen, my beloved brethren, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that always having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may be glorified with him, in whom we have boldness and confident access through him, through faith in him. Or do you think lightly of the riches, of the kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves those who have a crushed spirit. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many are called, but few are chosen. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we would be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even while we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ and raised us up in him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, not as a result of works, so that no man may boast. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, but now Christ reconciled you in his body of flesh through death in order to present you holy, blameless, and faultless before him. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Because you are sons of God, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. For this is contained in Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. He will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaves do not wither. And whatever he does, he prospers. For you have made the Lord your refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. Planted in the house of the Lord, you will flourish in the courts of our God. And if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him. For the eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good. For this reason, I say to you, do not be worried about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Commit your works to the Lord, and your plans will be established. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he will do it. Teach us your way, O Lord, and lead us in a level path because of our foes. He will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. He will counsel you with his eye upon you. The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Therefore, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flow the springs of life. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. In him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in him with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of his glory. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We're destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. He trains your hands for battle so that your arms can bend a bow of bronze. In the same way, the Spirit also helps your weaknesses. For you do not know how to pray as you should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for you with groanings too deep for words. Set the Lord always before you. He is at your right hand. You shall not be moved. Do not lose heart in doing good, for in due time you will reap if you do not grow weary. And do not neglect doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Is it not to divide your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into the house, when you see the naked to cover him and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then your light will break out like the dawn, and your recovery will speedily spring forth, and your righteousness will go before you. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by this some have entertained angels without knowing it. Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day drawing near, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. This you know, my beloved brethren, but everyone must be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Now if we put bits into the horses' mouths so that they will obey us, we direct their entire body as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so great and are driven by strong winds, are still directed by a very small rudder wherever the inclination of the pilot desires. So also the tongue is a small part of the body, and yet it boasts of great things. See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, the very world of iniquity. The tongue is set among our members as that which defiles the entire body and sets on fire the course of our life, and it is set on fire by hell. My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe his reproof. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. For you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. You will be hated by all because of my name, but it is the one who has endured to the end who will be saved. Remember the word that I have said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. Behold, I send you out as a sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. When he falls, he will not be hurled headlong, because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. But you, O God, will bring them down to the pit of destruction. Men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. For you are my hiding place. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. In the day of my trouble, I shall call upon you, for you will answer me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And whatever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and whatever we ask from to receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do the things that are pleasing in his sight, you are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with those with which we ourselves are comforted by God. The Lord our God, who goes before you, will himself fight on your behalf, just as he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. And in the wilderness where you saw how the Lord your God carried you, just as man carries his son, and all the way which you have walked until you came to this place. For I am the Lord your God who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. For the Lord will not abandon his people on account of his great name, because the Lord has been pleased to make you a people for himself. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, you are more valuable than many sparrows. So let us draw near with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Where can I go from his spirit, or where can I flee from his presence? If I ascend to heaven, he is there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, he is there. He knows when I sit down and when I rise up. He understands my thoughts from afar. He scrutinizes my path and my lying down. He is intimately acquainted with all my ways. Behold, he has inscribed you on the palm of his hands. His walls are continually before you. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ, himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word. Now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we don't look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. But according to his promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For the world is passing away, and also its lust, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. His anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. The Lord knows the days of the blameless, and their inheritance will be forever. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself. He will swallow up death for all time, and the Lord God will wipe tears away from all faces. He will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So the ransomed of the Lord will return and come with joyful shouting to Zion. And everlasting joy will be on their heads. They will obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its names. As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth. For the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy is everlasting. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion endures throughout all generations. He opens his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and kind in all his deeds. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Many, O Lord, are my God, are the wonders which you have done. In your thoughts toward us, there is none to compare with you. If I would declare and speak them, they would be too numerous to count. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of uprightness is a scepter of your kingdom. I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, and that you have hidden these things from the wise and intelligent. You have revealed them to infants. I will not die, but live and tell of the works of the Lord. I have trusted in the loving kindness. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. May you shelter them, that those who love your name may exult in you, that they may know that you alone, whose name is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. Sing to God, sing praises to his name. Lift up a song for him who rides through the deserts, whose name is the Lord, and exult before him, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to the fullness of God. Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears our burden, the God who is our salvation. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. From the end of the earth I will cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Word of God is living. It's active. It will not fade away. I pray that as we leave from here, we would not only take seriously the words of God as the Word of God, but we would cherish it. We would teach it to our children, to our grandchildren. That we would value the spoken Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Son. I thank you that in him we have life. I thank you for the Word of God, which is living and active. As you speak to us, Father, even today, as we read the words from our pages, we ask that you would speak to us, give us revelation and understanding. As we seek you, as we seek your Word, you will open up to us, Father, mysteries, a supernatural grace and understanding and revelation of who you are. Teach us your ways, Father. May we keep you first in all that we say and do. And as we leave from here, Father, by the receiving of the word of Christ, we might be changed from the inside out. We give you praise forever. Amen and amen.